Emily.
Hey, Josh. Glad you could make it.
Well, here we are at the video game bar. Wow, the bar's really dead tonight. Poor band. Looks like they're playing just for us.
I know, it's such a shame, right? They're so good. They deserve a bigger crowd. But, hey, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm having some blue potion from Golden Axe. It's very expensive because you have to stab an actual elf to get it. What are you having?
I'm having some blue potion too, but it's the kind they import from Hyrule. It's only 40 rupees here, if you can believe it. Oh, I think the band is finishing up, and it looks like the jukebox is free. I can spot you some quarters. Anything you want to hear?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, let's check out the song White Summer from Space Harrier by Hiroshi Miyauchi and Tokuhiko Uwabo. I love this song. It plays when you have to enter your initials and it feels so triumphant, yet bittersweet. Like you're thinking wistfully back on all the awesome stuff you just did.
It really sounds like the perfect closing song for a rock concert at a huge venue.
Hey, did you choose a song too?
I did, I found one. Let's try Ex-Convict from Digital Devil Story, Megami Tensei 2, composed by Tsukasa Masuko. So one day while listening to the Mega Man soundtracks on my morning commute, my MP3 player automatically rolled over to one of the next NES titles on its list alphabetically, and it landed on Megami Tensei 2, which I'd never heard of before, but I was instantly hooked by its incredible sound. I got stuck on it for weeks.
Man, this is like a tough guy track.
It really is. It makes me really wish I owned a saxophone, actually. I would love to play this in a band. Maybe we can get our band here to play this song.
Oh, there you go. This next track is from Hal's Hole-in-One Golf for the Super Nintendo. It's called Robert, and it was written by Hirokazu Ando. I've never played this game, so I don't know if the name Robert means anything in context to the game, but I like to think about this song personifying a guy named Robert. Robert is obviously a weird little dude.
This song is actually strangely addicting. It's really short, but I find that I don't get tired of it, even if I keep listening to it. And there's also this bittersweet moment. There's a chord change in the beginning that makes me feel like Those were some good times, Robert. It's sad that we're leaving for college, but hey, we'll still talk on the phone, and you'll still be awesome old you.
Aw, Robert.
I know, he's such a good guy. All right, I've got another one here. I'll take things to the TurboGrafx-16 next with Bomberman 93. This is Planet Quarry World 1. So it's impossible for me to be unhappy while I'm listening to this song. It's just so cute, and it's got that really great TG-16 crunch to it as well. It's also composed by Jun Chikuma, who is one of my newly discovered favorite video game composers.
This is my favorite part. Actually for me this song moves between really cute, happy stuff, and other parts that are kind of making you work for it.
Yeah, it's got that very dark Egyptian breakdown right in the middle.
Yeah. This part right here. Alright, this next track is from Wagyan Paradise. It's called Satellite, and it's written by Eriko Imura. This song is otherworldly and weird, but in a cute way. I like how the composition builds to a crescendo where the melody gets to a high note. So high, it almost hurts your ears to listen to it.
I actually had the same thought about that high note. It sounds like you're taking a hearing test. I really love that middle melody though, the echoey one that sounds like an electronic wooden flute or something. I love that part. This is a weird track.
Yeah.
All right. I've got 1/4 left, so I think I'll go with a track from Columns 3, Revenge of Columns, titled Industrial District, which was composed by Morihiko Akiyama. So, Josh.
Yeah.
You and I are avid fans of another podcast called The Legacy Music Hour.
It's the best podcast of all time.
It really is. And that's how we met, and we joined forces to make this sort of spin-off podcast, perhaps you would call it. And The Legacy Music Hour featured another tune from this game in one of their episodes, which I absolutely love. So this is just another track that I love from that game. It's got a really great sense of urgency, I think, but it's an optimistic urgency. You feel good about it. You feel like you're gonna win.
I love the melody at the beginning.
It's very hard for me to be listening to this and not singing along, I have to say.
How would you sing along to it? It's got a lot of little trills and stuff.
I have an answer for this. I roll my R's on those.
Well, that was all the quarters we have. It looks like the band's taking the stage again.
Hopefully we'll get more people to join in with us next time. If anybody listening in wants to add their selections to the VGM Jukebox library, just visit thevgmjukebox.blogspot.com. You'll find a link to a survey on the right-hand side, and if you fill that out, your recommendation gets automatically mixed in with the rest of our records.
Or email us at thevgmjukebox@gmail.com. That's thevgmjukebox@gmail.com. The band is playing Bar from Front Mission, composed by Noriko Matsueda for the Super Nintendo.
We'll be back at the bar in 2 weeks. Meet up with us here at the VGM Jukebox.